Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Batting third. The right fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The DH, Chris James. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jeff Manto. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jose Escobar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Marshall. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Carlos Quintana. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nehring. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Matt Young. And now, play ball. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Huff strikes out. 1 out. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. James takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Manto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Manto takes first base on ball 4. James moves to second. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Escobar hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Huff is 0 for 1 in the game. Huff hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Fermín is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Fermín is 0 for 1 in the game. Fermín takes first base on ball 4. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards second. Escobar can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nehring hits a line drive into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Young, and towards Reed, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. James hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manto is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boggs. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Escobar applying the tag. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reed strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0 for 2 in the game. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Burks reaches second base with a double. Clark moves to third. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to home to get Clark. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Quintana is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quintana hits a fly ball into right field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fermin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fermin takes first base on ball 4. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Fermin moves to second. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacoby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring strikes out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reed is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Escobar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. James is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. James takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Manto is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manto hits a line drive into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner strikes out. There goes James. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jose Escobar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar takes first base on ball 4. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff is 0-for-3 in the game. Huff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clark strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kevin Romine now playing right field. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Firmin is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Quintana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Firmin for the out. 1 out. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Webster is 0-for-3 in the game. Webster bunts in front of the plate. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quintana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Manto fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, James hits a fly ball into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Manto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manto is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Manto hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Alex Cole pinch runs for Jeff Manto. Sandy Alomar pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlos Berga now playing third base. Sandy Alomar now catching. Wade Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball four. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reed bunts towards first. Jacoby scoops it up and throws to first, with Escobar covering, for the out. Boggs moves to second. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenwell is walked intentionally. Steve Olin now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Gray now pitching. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Jose Escobar. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Huff is 0 for 4 in the game. Huff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Huff. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Huff steals second. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Furman hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 4 in the game. Webster hits a line drive into right field. Romain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Brown now playing second base. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burks strikes out. 1 out. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Romine strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Quintana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Quintana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell is hit by the pitch. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. James is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. James hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 3 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0 for 3 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Hesketh now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown bunts for a single. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Huff is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to third. Huff moves to second. 2 outs. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Webster is 0 for 5 in the game. Webster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. James hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky pinch hits for Kevin Romine. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos Quintana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Quintana is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Quintana hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to second. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Peña is 0 for 4 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to third. Quintana moves to second. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nehring is 0 for 4 in the game. Nehring hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.